Hello, hello, happy Monday. Welcome to Point in Line to Head, Elevating Hairdressing. I am Cody. I'm a hairdresser and educator in Washington, D.C. Taking a little bit of a break, and I'm very excited to be back and to be back with my friend Tatum.
Hi, guys. I'm really excited to be joining on for season 4 of Point in Line. I'm a hairdresser in northeastern Pennsylvania, and I have been with Point in Line for a little bit now. And yeah, I'm really excited to jump into this and talk to you guys.
Yay. So, I mean, the big thing is started this podcast and then kind of lost momentum with it. And I kind of ran out of things to say, and then Tatum came on board and was like, why are we not doing the podcast while everyone is at home?
Right.
And while we're not allowed out.
And so we had done some little lives during the lockdown, and now most people are back to work here in the United States. But we've still got just a little bit of restlessness, I think. And that's a big piece of what we want to talk to you guys about. Like, what's going on, and where did this time bring you to in your career right now?
Yeah. So, I mean, the big thing as the two of us have kind of looked at education and resources and everything for hairdressers out there while we've been in this interesting time period, interesting historical event that none of us asked for.
Right.
it's kind of, there's a lot of fluff, to put it nicely, and a lot of just kind of gimmicky things that are not usable. And I think at the core, and I mean, I'm sure Tatum's hopefully going to agree with me here, is that the most important thing that you can do as a creative professional is to figure out who you are first before you start looking around for other ideas and other inspiration and so on and so forth. So it's kind of, if you don't have the tools to understand who you are, no video that some famous person made about balayage is really going to matter.
Yeah, and I think that's something that hopefully most people did discover during this time. As crazy as it's been a really incredible opportunity to become very introspective and get reacquainted with yourself, remind yourself who you are. And that helps not only in your art and in your career, but with your relationships with everybody around you, you know, family relationships, and even your clients. So, you know, all of these things, or this one thing, is just so important in all of these different things. And we have seen a lot of fluff, and yes, it's been trying, and we want to be entertained, but at the same time, how sustainable is that? Mm-hmm. How sustainable is one viral video on TikTok? Or, you know, like, what are you really doing to sustain your career that you previous to this have poured so much energy and passion and time into?
Yeah. And it's been a challenge, because we're generally as people in an industry like hairdressing, we care so much about what we do. And it's really weird to be separated from it in the way that we have been. And with like still being going into work now and being back at work, air quotes, there's still a degree of separation that we have from what we used to have.
Yeah, it's still not the same, and it won't be. So how did we shift during this time? And one thing I'm really excited about this season is that for the first time, we're going to have guests come on and tell us about their experiences, because we're all so different. And, you know, while Cody and I, at our core, I think what has really brought us together over the years, at our core, we have a lot of the same values, but our styles are still very different. And the things that we turn to for inspiration and for grounding and whatever are very different as well. And so we're really excited to get lots of different perspectives, because we don't want anybody to feel like this is a guidebook. Mm-hmm. We really just want to open up to each other and feel connected during a time that we don't, and understand that however you're getting through this and whatever you're doing, it's perfect.
Yeah. And we're all getting through it in our own ways.
Yes.
And we're all evolving in our own ways. But it's, you know, I think it's helpful to just hear how other people are coping or dealing, or what their next steps have looked like through this whole thing. And finding a way to not only have those tools to figure out who you are, but also kind of figuring out what your personal tools are to keep you in a positive cycle instead of instead of not or whatever. But yeah, so we've got some of our friends and people that we think are just really cool in the industry to come on and share various things about life and hairdressing and their story, and we'll see what they have to say.
Yeah. And these are, you know, over our span of our long careers so far, we've had really great opportunities to meet so many different people, and some of them are actual friends of ours, some of them we have worked with, some of them we've never even actually met in person. They're just people that we really admire their work, their perspective, and, you know, their outspokenness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I don't want to give anyone away, because I'm like, I'm super excited about
it. I don't either, but yeah.
So, and I mean, the name of the game at Point in Line is, we're not now or ever trying to be authorities at all. And it's really everything that we do, whether it's a educational program or it's this podcast or whatever happens in the future. It's really about, you know, how can we hold your hand and help you on your own journey, instead of it being, here are the right and wrongs in how to whatever. Because the reality is, there's plenty of people doing that. Some of them doing it well, some of them not, some of them whatever. But that's not who we are. And you don't learn by just simply being given a formula, ever.
Right. So, yeah, I think I like to say, we're never giving you a roadmap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not about techniques, whether it is something to do with hair or self-discovery or whatever. We're never giving you a roadmap. Mm-hmm. We're teaching you how to make your own.
Mm-hmm.
Not even teaching you how to make your own, helping you trust yourself enough
mm-hmm.
to make your own.
Exactly. So, and whether that be a roadmap to a haircut or a roadmap to whatever part of your career, or they're transferable tools. So you can do all kinds of things if you trust yourself to do them. So I'm excited about what we've got planned and lined up for this season. As always, we try to keep these short, so none of us tend to have long attention spans or long, like, blocks of time ever. So whether it's like you're driving to work or you're walking to work or you're, you know, sitting, waiting for color to process or whatever it is, you know, we want to keep these short and sweet so that you can listen to the whole thing start to finish, finish it, hopefully in one sitting, and kind of continue moving on with you being you.
Yeah, so these will be short and sweet every single Monday. But what we'd like to do is keep the conversation going after every single episode. So we're going to end every episode with a quote, and then we're going to put it out on all of our socials for you to give your own feedback and share your own story. You know, if you've been with us before or if you haven't, you'll know we like to keep everything really interactive. So this week,
our little parting quote here, because we do like quotes. So story time, not story time, it's two sentences. So this is Toulouse Lautrec, who was a artist, and he said, "In our time, there are many artists who do something because it is new. They see their value and their justification in this newness. They are deceiving themselves. Novelty is seldom the essential." We don't want to tell you what this means, but, you know, basically,
don't do something if it doesn't truly speak to your soul. If it doesn't really resonate with who you are as an artist, don't do it.
Yeah. Period. So, yeah. So we'll let you sit with that.
And come back on all of our socials and share what your thoughts are on that. And what does that mean to you?
We'll throw this up on our stories on pointline.edu on Instagram if you want to chat with us there. And, you know, we can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Cody.
I'm Tatum. Thanks so much for having me on this season.
Of course. And we will see you next week. I'm like actively like, I need to shut off the recording. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I'll just edit this out.